And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. And I know I haven't done many podcasts lately. I'm getting back into the swing in the stream yards as well. I'm just kind of streamlining stuff. And here we are on the anchor. And just want it to be known, lots is happening. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day. We thank you for the wake-up on today, and we're just thanking you for everything that you do for us. We are grateful. Father, we just thank you for a special touch. Someone needs a touch on today. We just ask the Father that you touch them, that you strengthen them, that you keep them, and we say thank you. We thank you for it all. Those that are in hospitals, nursing homes, Father, those that need you, Father, the one that's in jail that needs your touch, that needs your helping hand, Father, to help, to come to you, that's been doing some thinking. We just ask you, Father, for that special touch. That one that's grieving, that family that's grieving, we just ask you, Father, that you touch, that you be with them. Father, be with the family of Charles Stanley. Father, a great man, Father, that you have allowed us to have here, to bring us the word. And we just thank you, Father, for his life. We just ask you to touch the family as they go through this difficult time. And we're thanking you. We thank you right now. And we know, Father, that you are with us. We know that you will lead us and guide us into all truth. And we know, Father, that you are in control of everything that's going on in this earth today. You know all about it. We say thank you. So, Jesus, we turn it over to you. And we say thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everybody's having a good night on tonight as we do this podcast here. Okay, some scripture I'll be coming from. It's taken from Galatians 6 and 9, and it reads thus wise. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The message is entitled, as said, the wouldas and the shouldas of coaching. The wouldas and shouldas. Let me just say that in coaching has its own world. But for the believer, all of those needs, guess what? It needs to be directed and put in a perspective, so to speak. And needs to be done right. So the biblical coach who's helping that person, that coachee, for the biblical sense, everything has to be done in order. And guess what? When you say the wouldas and the shouldas, you think about what should be, what would be. And shouldas, sometime with the shouldas, as we know, shouldas don't always happen for different reasons. Different reasons may be doubt. Shouldas of reasons of not wanting to. Shouldas and reasons of don't know how to. So shouldas come forward. And then you got the wouldas. Then you got the wouldas. Well, you know, I woulda. It kind of like the same thing. Like saying, well, you know, I woulda, but you never shoulda. Or you woulda, and you didn't. Or you wouldn't, you wouldas, and you didn't, and you won't. And you wouldas, no. You know, we take these words, the wouldas and the shouldas, and we kind of use them in ways that we should not. But wouldas and shouldas should be turned around. And turned around in a sense that they get done. That when we're talking to our coaches, and even the coachee needs to feel that they're going somewhere, they're doing something, they're in the right direction. Even the coachee wants to feel that way. And the coachee may feel like sometimes that they're in a situation where they're feeling weary about it and what it is they need to do, and not feeling that they can do it at all. But as believers, you don't give them the wouldas and the shouldas, but you give them the go ahead, not to give up. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And helping them to see that time means something. You know, there's a season for everything. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. You know, there's a time to laugh. There's a time to moan. There's time. So they need to see and be in the timing of what needs be done in their situation. And that needs to be applied. And they need to be encouraged that they stick with it and don't move it around, so to speak, and leave it out and doubt that the situation will be reaped. And they at some point will get what they need if they hold on and don't give up. So the wouldas and the shouldas got to be turned around. Whereas them wouldas and shouldas have to become more positive. Not just being left at it should or it would. That would has to be done. And helping the client to get there. And helping them to be accountable for what they are coming for. Because just please remember that with coaching, traditional, spiritual, whatever the coaching piece is to help, is to help. I didn't say control. I said it's to help. It's to help, to help the person get to where they need to be. Help them get there. Help them be organized. Some people are just not organized. Some people, they need that. We're going to hold you to this. This is what you say you want. This is what you say you're going to do. You hold them to it. So that's how many times we need to say it to them. That we won't give up. We won't give up. And help them to see that and to move in that direction. Because you have some coaches that come in and they're scattered. They're scattered. And they need to be held accountable. And, you know, I oftentimes say with the coaching that person needs that direction. And we can help them in those areas if we take that time to give to them, helping them to benefit in the direction that they're taking when they come to you. I will be right back. Talking about the new Spotify for podcasters and how the new Spotify for podcasters is helping the industry get better for podcasters. And I want to say, for as I get used to giving the message about Spotify for podcasters, that my experience has been good. And they have a Facebook group, they're on Twitter, and they respond to your needs. And they send you places. And you can too become a podcaster on Spotify. And one of the best parts about it all is they're free. I've been with them now for 6 or 7 years, and I must say that the experience has been good. So get on board today with the podcast with Spotify and watch how they can help you. Give them a try and you'll find out. Spotify for podcasters. Give them a try. Hey, I'm back to finish talking about the wouldas and the shouldas of coaching and helping that coachee. Let me just say, helping that coachee, Proverbs 27 and 17, it's like helping a friend. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You're helping, strengthening, giving that help, giving that direction, working together. The wouldas and the shouldas should be avoided and done. So that's where the coaching needs to go. Not giving that client any kind of false hope, but taking them where they need to be for their coaching career. So I say to you once again, I think I said it before, and I do, the coaches, believers need to be coaches. Need to be coaches. Helping. Guiding. As the Lord lead, of course. That person. Get to where they need to be. Because the Lord can use you to help them. So I say on tonight, no wouldas and shouldas. Straightforward fact. helping that person be accountable to why they came to you. And you be the coach that can be said of you that you have done your job well. And guess what? God will get the praise. Blessings to you all. Remember, no woulds and shoulds. And help the client. Help the coachee. Get to where they need to be that brought them to you in the first place. Bye-bye.